USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady offered their condolences to the victims of the recent mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine this week. During their visit, they met with first responders, healthcare providers, and the affected families. The shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant resulted in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 others. The Israel-Hamas conflict has entered its 29th day, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, during his visit to Israel, called for a temporary ceasefire to secure the release of hostages. The death toll in the conflict has surpassed 10,000 people. Additionally, there are plans to allow for more foreigners and injured civilians to leave Gaza by crossing the border into Egypt. Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. On Sunday, clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with this change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation in Congress have yet to make any progress. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.